From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump held a meeting with one of his former harshest critics. Trump met with 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney at Trump's golf resort in New Jersey, but no detailed specifics of the meeting were made public. Romney, who actively opposed Trump's candidacy during the campaign, told reporters afterwards that he and Trump had discussed a variety of topics.
We had a far-reaching conversation with regards to the various theaters in the world where there are interests of the United States of real significance. We discussed those areas and exchanged our views on those topics. Thorough and in-depth discussion.
Trump made no comment on the meeting other to say that it went great. In a speech last March, Romney had blasted the president-elect as a con man and a fraud. Trump had responded by saying Romney choked like a dog in his election bid and called him a loser. Their relationship began to thaw after Romney called Trump to congratulate him on his presidential victory. President-elect Donald Trump is calling on the cast of the Broadway musical Hamilton to apologize to Vice President-elect Mike Pence after one of the show's lead actors addressed Pence in a speech following a performance Friday night. Pence, who attended the show with his nephew and daughter, was greeted by boos and cheers from the audience. As the performance was ending, actor Brandon Victor Dixon singled out Pence, saying the cast was alarmed and anxious that the Trump administration would not protect them and uphold their rights. Trump tweeted that the theater must always be a safe and special place, and the cast was rude to a very good man. Apologize. This is VOA News. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has expressed optimism for U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's term. Addressing business leaders at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Lima, Peru, the Mexican leader refused to antagonize the incoming U.S. president. He said, in the face of the elected President Trump's positioning, now we're in a stage of favoring dialogue as a way to build a new agenda in our bilateral relationship. Nieto is taking a cautious approach to Trump's pledges to break up the North American Free Trade Agreement and build a wall to keep out millions of Latino immigrants. Meanwhile, New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key said that if Donald Trump tries to withdraw the U.S. from trade deals, he shouldn't expect the rest of the world to follow suit. Current U.S. President Barack Obama is at the summit, the last leg of his last foreign trip as president. More than 1 month after the start of the battle for Mosul, the United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people fleeing densely populated urban areas of the beleaguered Iraqi city. As Lisa Schlein reports, the UN says there's been a tripling of the number of displaced people over the past 2 weeks.
UN data show nearly half of those fleeing their homes in Mosul are children. Women, girls, and female-headed households who make up much of the rest often are survivors of sexual and other human rights abuse. The UN reports more than 40,000 displaced people are sheltering in formal camps run by the Iraqi government in three governorates. The UN Refugee Agency currently has six camps open, hosting well over 14,000 people with a capacity for 54,600. Thousands of other displaced people are living with relatives and in informal settings such as unfinished construction sites. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tens of thousands of people marched in South Korea for a fourth straight Saturday, demanding the ouster of that country's president, Park Geun-hye. Police said about 170,000 people participated in demonstrations in South Korea's capital, Seoul. Organizers put the figure at around 600,000. The protest is the latest in a series of protests demanding Park's resignation for a corruption scandal that has crippled her administration. Her approval ratings have fallen to just 5%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.